My name is Gerard Milburn. I'm a physicist, theoretical physicist at the University of Queensland in Australia.
And you specialise in quantum mechanisms, quantum computing, in fact, don't you?
That's correct. For the last 10 years, I've been part of the Australian Centre for Quantum Computer Technology, and I'm now about to begin leading a new centre in engineered quantum systems.
So what brought you to this meeting?
The connection between quantum physics and biophysics is something that's intrigued me for a long time, largely going back to the meeting I attended in NASA about 4 years ago, organized by Paul as well. And only very recently have I become interested to the point of calculating something in studying quantum coherence in photosynthesis. So this seemed to be a nice opportunity to come and see what else was happening in the area of quantum biology.
Do you think this is more difficult than doing quantum computation?
Studying quantum effects in biology? It's certainly at a much earlier stage of its development. Quantum computing has been around for well over 20 years now, and it's had hundreds of millions of dollars of investment in research, so it's much further along.
Probably not quite so complicated.
No, it's much more complicated. Biological systems are vastly more complicated than anything we can build in the lab.
So are you enjoying your new fields in looking at biological systems and the quantum world?
Absolutely, yes. No, I've co-supervised one PhD student over the last 2 years looking at quantum effects in photosynthesis, and I'm now looking for a couple more new students. In fact, just at this meeting, I've got a nice new project on controlling quantum coherence with chemical kinetics. So I'm looking for a new student when I go back to Australia next year to work on that.
Have you just developed that program here?
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's true. It's a calculation I started about 24 hours ago, and it's, to my surprise, it's actually working pretty well.
Well, that really is amazing. And did you say you've got a collaboration going?
Yes, there's a couple of collaborations, I think, that will come out of this meeting. The work on chemical kinetic control of quantum coherence I'm going to pursue with Professor Briegel in Innsbruck, for example.
So this has been a worthwhile experience for you?
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's been incredibly productive. And more particularly, I've learnt a huge amount of biophysics and biology, and also everything I know about cancer I've learnt since Monday, since I came to this meeting. So that's been extremely useful.
Someone said to me that they were shocked at their own ignorance and also shocked at the ignorance of everyone else, because no one really knows very much about quantum mechanisms in biology.
Yes, I think that's true. This is a very, very young field. There seem to be some interesting problems. We're not 100% sure they're real problems yet, but they're so interesting that we have to spend a bit of trouble to try and find out.